Welcome back to Feeling Inspired. I'm your host, Mahesh, and today's episode is all about the shortcut. The shortcut, not the long cut. So here's the tricky thing about the shortcut. This is a very complex issue that I think we all could benefit from exploring. The shortcut in life, right? And fortunately or unfortunately, I've come to understand that in my personal life, there are no shortcuts. That's in my life. And that may change, right? And I'm open to that changing. But I just want to talk about the concept, right, of the shortcut. So I've heard from a couple different speakers that this idea that if we basically do what's hard, our life gets easier. But if we do what's easy, our life gets harder. I've heard that concept before. And I've also heard this comment that, you know, there's no free lunch. You know, a lot of these ideas, they're very complex, and that's the reason why I wanted to unpack it today. Because I think that there's a way in which we can open ourselves to receive the gifts of the universe, right? We can open ourselves to receive the blessings of the universe to come in, to flow into our lives. And they'll just flow in this beautiful way, you know, like a river. You know, the gifts of life. When you think about that, you know, when you think about what the universe has to offer and you compare that to your ultimate dream and goal for your life, and then you think about what the universe has to offer, your dream is probably a drop in the bucket, a drop in the ocean, actually, right? Of what the universe could bring to you in your life. Now, however, we live in a participatory world and environment. And I believe that that's a part of being a human being, is a participation, right? There's a participatory nature to us being on the planet. So, for example, you could get a free ride to college, but you still have to do your homework, right? So, or you could get the opportunity of a lifetime, but you still have to show up. And I think this is where the shortcut, the misunderstanding of the shortcut is, right? Because I believe that we live in a participatory universe, right? And so there's no option to not participate. You know what I'm saying? Because not participating is not existing in the physical realm. Right. And so in that case, that's your only option, is to not exist on the physical realm. However, if you do exist on the physical realm, whether you want to or not, if you do exist on the physical realm, there's a participation that is inherent in that existence. Right. It's not possible to not participate. And I think once we really understand that on a deeper level, that you're going to participate, there is no option not to participate. I think that's where the shortcut kind of comes in, is that the shortcut almost makes us think it's an idea. It's like the lottery, right? It's like the lottery as an archetypal idea, right? So the lottery being this option to win, right, without any work, to win the lottery and have instant millions of dollars, never have to work again, and basically win the game of life, right? As if having millions of dollars means you don't have to live anymore, or that having millions of dollars means that you're going to be happy for the rest of your life. That's not true. Let me just go ahead and state that clearly. If that indeed was true, there would be not one person with millions of dollars who is unhappy. And I can guarantee you that, in fact, the majority of people that I've ever encountered who have millions of dollars are unhappy. I mean, you know, the only person who I could think that might not be, that might truly be happy with all that money is maybe Lenny Kravitz. And that's just based off of a documentary or whatever that I saw of him on some ranch or something. He just looked pretty happy with all his money, or what he did with his money. But anyway, he might be unhappy too. I don't know the guy. But anybody that I've encountered with tons of financial resources, they didn't unfortunately exude pure joy and happiness and bliss, right? And so for many of us, the shortcut is this idea that we can spontaneously arrive at a destination without having to put the work in, right? That we can just spontaneously arrive at a particular point without the participation involved in getting to that point, right? So that you can just magically pop up there. The unfortunate part about this whole thing, is that when we talk about vibrational levels, there's not a frequency. Like, sometimes if you get to a frequency and if you can't handle that frequency, what would be like a heaven on earth type of experience is more of a overwhelming experience. So let's just say, if we were to turn frequency into like more of a mass kind of thing, right? Let's say if you went to the gym and you haven't worked out in years and you went straight over and you put on tons and tons of weight onto the bench press and you hopped under there and you just picked it up like it was going to be all good, right? What do you think would likely happen, right? You're probably going to get smashed by the weights, right? And the reason is because you haven't been working out. So you can't handle that level of weight. So you can't handle that frequency. So the idea of a shortcut, especially when we're talking about major, major things like the lottery or like having enormous amounts of money, having a very deep relationship, right? What are the other things that we want? Having a very fast car for certain people. They've always wanted a super fast or very expensive vehicle or huge house, right? And imagine, this is an idea, and this is the reason why I wanted to unpack this. There's this idea that I want a shortcut so I can just basically go straight to the gym and lift 400 or 500 pounds right now, right? And you haven't been working out, right? So you're not really in a place where you can handle that. So even if, for example, you got it, it might be extremely overwhelming and it might create some type of self-destruction, right? Which is what has happened for a lot of people when they get a large sum of money out of the blue, and they're not really ready to handle that type of money. And all of a sudden it just kind of like creates massive trouble in their lives. So what they had thought of as a dream turned into a nightmare, right? And all of a sudden their family turned into people who just wanted their money. Their friends started to steal from them. They didn't have the right tax information and got in trouble with the IRS. They weren't prepared, right, for that frequency. So let me rewind to the participation universe. So if indeed we live in a participation universe, if we elect to participate voluntarily, right, and we actually can create this excitement of participation, because, hey, I'm going to participate either way, right? So let me try to just start participating in the things that I like as opposed to participating in all the things that we hate, right? So, for example, myself, I'll just talk about tonight. I was playing a video game earlier. You know, I already did my work day. I already did all that, had dinner and everything. And I was playing a video game and I was thinking, oh, you know, I'd really love to work on a podcast this evening, because I just felt a lot of energy and I had some ideas and I had some topics that I wanted to talk about today. And I said, you know, let me just do this episode about the shortcut. And then I was thinking, I don't know, because I just started playing the game, you know, maybe I'll just play a little bit longer and then I'll go to bed or whatever. And then I had this feeling where I was like, I'm not going to feel good if I just play this game, because I don't really want to play the game. I want to work on a podcast episode, and I have something I want to talk about. I have something I want to share. I have something that this is like a creative process for me. I have something that I want to create. I want to make some type of difference in anybody who's listening to this, you know, in my people, you know, in my community. I want to make some type of difference. And this is something that I've learned kind of the hard way about the shortcut. And maybe I can share that. And so that thought gave me the option to stop the game, turn off the TV, and start working on the podcast episode tonight. And I feel a lot better that I did do this, and I'm having a great time sharing about this shortcut idea, sharing about the participatory universe that we live in, sharing about how I was able to change my situation. You know, I was in a very difficult situation, you know, when I was a young adult. I was in a difficult situation. I didn't really have a good situation at all. Like, there was no area of my life that was really working that well. And I felt stuck, you know. I felt like I don't know what to do. I felt stuck and lost and confused and bad about myself and all of these things that I was feeling. And I think there was a change, there was some type of shift where I started to look at what I needed to do. And for me, that had a lot to do with going back to school and getting a couple of degrees. And I kind of had this sensation where I said, hey, you know, I'm going to be, time's going to pass regardless. And that's true for all of us, right? So time is going to pass regardless, right? So you know, I like to think about this particularly with like degrees is, you know, 5 years from now, it's going to be 5 years later, right? You know, so if you're 20 right now, 5 years from now, you're going to be 25. Or if you're 35 right now, 5 years from now, you're going to be 40, regardless, right? As long as you're alive, you're going to be 5 years older, right? And if you're working a job or whatever you're doing, yeah, you might have gotten a promotion or whatever and this and that. But the cool thing about going to school is, you know, 5 years from now, you could be done with your bachelor's degree, you know, and or like whatever it is about your situation and circumstance that you're hoping to change. If you put in a little bit of energy, you know, each week and each day, and you times that by 5 years, I mean, how could you not make progress, right? If you went to the gym, going back to like the weightlifting idea, if you went to the gym and you started to progressively lift a little bit more weight, there's no way that your muscles couldn't grow if you did that consistently for 5 years, right? And that's the power of like not looking for a shortcut, you know, because if you started looking for a shortcut in terms of how to gain muscle, and you start taking a bunch of different random supplements, and then you tried this diet, then you tried that diet, then you tried another one, then you went on to all these different like shortcuts, you know, you wanted to figure out a way to get it done in 2 months. 5 years from now, you might still not have gotten it done. It still might not have worked out, right? Or 5 years from now, you're still working at that dead-end job, you're still working at a place that you hate, and you don't have any developed license or degree or whatever it is that you might have needed, right? And it's different for everybody. For a lot of people, it actually doesn't have to do with school at all. It might be some type of mentorship, or maybe there's some counseling that needs to happen, some therapy, some whatever, some change in your life. There's something that needed to happen. And anything that's like really, really meaningful, and anything that's like really like kind of a huge deal, most all of those things, they just take time. And that's what I've learned as I'm getting older. Like, it takes time. The beautiful thing is you have the time. You have the time to start on something. And the beauty is when you're not looking for a shortcut, like if you're not intimidated by a 5-year process, oh, you're in a good spot. You see what I'm saying? You're in a beautiful spot. If you're not intimidated by a 5-year process, I was taking classes on first-time homebuyer stuff over 10 years ago. Over 10 years ago, I was taking classes on first-time homebuyer. Now, trust and believe, I didn't really have the resources at the time. I think I was making $30,000 a year. And I didn't have any degrees at that time. And I was taking a homebuyer class, and I was doing all this stuff, and I was just trying to... I was just like, I don't know how long it's going to take me to get there, but I just really want this. You know, I'm going to do whatever it is. Like, I started saving money. I started this program. I started working on trying to rebuild my credit because my credit wasn't too good at the time. And I started doing this stuff. And now what happens for a lot of people, and this happens for me too, but sometimes I kind of can see beyond it. Is what happens is people get intimidated by the amount of time that something takes. So, you know, you go in there and you say, hey, man, you know, my credit's at this level. I want it to be at whatever, 800 or whatever. You go in there and they say, hey, you know, it's going to take a lot of time. You're going to have to get a secure credit card. You're going to have to, you know, or, you know, somebody says, oh, man, I want a different career. And they say, hey, you know, you're going to have to go back to school. You're going to have to go get you a master's so you can do this. Or, you know, oh, I want to become an electrician. Oh, that's cool. But you're going to have to do all of this training and this certificate and become an apprentice. And that's going to take 5 to 7 years. And oh, no, I don't want to do that. Right. Or unfortunately, a lot of people, and unfortunately, some of the smartest people that I've ever met and the most intelligent, some of the most intelligent people that I've ever met, you know, was from kind of a rough neighborhood, you know, like a difficult background. You know, like they just had it kind of hard. And so when it came time to like doing the steps, like particularly with school, there was kind of like, oh man, I can't do that. You know, there's this feeling, and I'm thinking of a couple friends of mine who really felt like I can't do that to this day, right? To this day, still never completed any education at all because they felt like they couldn't do it. And I'm telling you, these are some of the smartest, and I know doctors personally, a lot of different doctors and PhDs, and some of these people I'm thinking of, they're some of the smartest people I've ever met, but they never could do it because they felt like they can't, and they were intimidated by the amount of time. They weren't really willing to commit to that amount of time. You know what I'm saying? To actually do this, you know? And it's a lot. Like, but the thing is, we live in a participatory universe. You can't get out of participation. You know, you're going to be participating whether you like it or not, unless you're not in the physical realm. So the reality is, if this is your dream and this is going to elevate your entire life and bring you some joy and some meaning and all of this stuff, it's like, let's not get caught up in how much time it takes. You know, if someone says it's going to take 5 years, don't let that push you off course. If that's your dream, I don't care if it's 10 years. Don't let that push you off course if that's your dream, because you're going to be here regardless on the planet. So either you're going to be working toward your dream and doing what you got to do, and it's going to lead you to your freedom, or you're going to be seeking a shortcut, which in my life has always led to a long cut. Every time I try to do a shortcut, I end up in the cuts. Okay, doing a long cut, you know, really tripping. So I guess the final word for the day is participation. Participatory universe. That's where we're at in the physical realm. And so I'm wishing you all the best, and thank you for listening to Feeling Inspired.